Hi. Oh, sorry. Yes. So, Neil, tell us why this paper is so important to you.
For a long time, I have struggled with what it means to be a person with certain identities, with certain privileges and certain disprivileges, and how that links to, you know, my work as a doctor, and then, you know, now teaching students, thinking about how we can change the curriculum to so that they're more aware of those complexities, and particularly how things link to social justice. Gorish, how about you?
So I think for me, the most important thing for of this work is the autoethnographic element of it. You know, it's research, as Linda Juhi-Y Smith writes, you know, research is, you know, or can be an exploitative activity. So autoethnography kind of puts it the other way around. So you're looking within yourself for meaning rather than exploring, you know, other people, as it were. So that element is important to me, because what we've done here is we've looked at our experience, we've looked at our learning, and tried to kind of come together and create a meaning for all of us based on our experiences. Back to you, Muna. What do you think?
For me, the thing I love about this paper is that we've used arts-based research. It's something I'm really passionate about. I think if you want to link theory with practice in your work, and if you want to get deeper meanings and really get into the emotional aspects of work and think about qualitative research in, to me, the most complex way, art is the way to do that. In our paper, we quote Audre Lorde, and I think she says it best, that art is the way we kind of crystallize our thoughts into something that we can then communicate to an audience that then helps change to occur.
Excellent. Hope everyone enjoys reading the paper.